Thank God for being in this meeting. These meetings down through the week have been a blessing to my soul, and I'm sure for everybody else that's been in them. And a lot I talked about was sinners. It talked some about saints too, but sinners. This is a time for people to get saved. Get something from God. All right, we want to look at some scripture. Over in Matthew, the 25th chapter. It talks about 10 virgins. 5 were foolish, and 5 were wise. We need God to help us. Because we want to be one of the wise virgins. It's going to take God to take us through, saints. Sometimes I thought about that song, climbing up the ladder. Sometimes we slip. But you got to keep climbing. And keep going. You can't let off. The Lord said he's married to the backslider anyway. Lord help us. All right. Anybody get somebody to read for me? It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. Now, 10 virgins. 10 pure. They're pure, right? They're all pure. 10 of them. Which took their lamps. We know what our lamps are. And went forth to meet the bridegroom. Now, we're going to have to be ready in that last day, saints. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Warning down through this week. I'm so glad I was able to come here. My soul's been saturated with the goodness of God. And went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now, we know wisdom is a principal thing. Wisdom will call you, tell you to come and get saved or come and get this cleared up or whatever. All right. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now that's not good. See? If you don't have no oil, it's just safe for a car. It runs, you have to have oil in it, right? Or gas to make it run, to keep going. What happens when you run out of gas? What happens when you run out of oil in the car? You know what happens to that engine? It freezes up. Yeah. So may God help us. If you run out of gas, you're not going to go to a place. They end up walking back someplace to try to get some gas. That's what these 5 foolish virgins did. And they lost their soul. They took no oil, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Wise people are going to be saturated with God's wisdom. Wise people. God's wise saints. Wisdom, remember, is the principal thing. It's the most important. It'll tell you what you need in your life. And down through this week and these meetings, it's been a blessing. God has been right here to help each and every one. Now, if you don't get the help you need, whose fault is it? Not the preacher. Not the teacher. Not God, your own fault. Yes. But the wise took oil on their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. They all slumbered and slept. 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish. They all slumbered and slept, waiting on the bridegroom. We're in a sleepy time right now. Very, very sleepy. If you think about things, you look around. May God help us. We're in the sleepy, sleepy times. I remember Brother Hargrave preaching about some of those things like that. Very sleepy time. And what happens when you sleep? Things slip right through your hands. Slip right through your hand. But where did I go wrong? I should have did this, and I should have got up earlier. I should have, but you didn't do it. They all slumbered and slept. Lord help us. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Here it comes now. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now, Christ could come any second. Any second. He could come tomorrow, come next week, or he could come this week in a meeting. We don't know. We don't know if all of us are going to get home tonight or throughout this meeting. We want to go home to our house there, but we may not make it. This is why God wants us to have oil in our vessels. You ought to be saturated with it. Let it overflow with somebody else and get some. Saturation. God help us. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Trimmed their lamps. You know, I guess they kind of turned them down a little bit or whatever. I don't know, turned them up maybe a little bit. I don't know how that works. I've never been up on the light. I've never used a lamp like that. But that's what I think happened. All right. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Brother Dan, can I have some of your oil? Think about that. Yeah. They're moping around wanting some oil now when they should have had it. Christ is at the door. And they want some of the other wise ones. They want them to give some of the oil to them. Well, it don't work like that. You got to get your own oil. You get your own oil for yourself. I mean, I can't help my wife get the oil. I can't give her any of mine. You can't give me any of yours. We got to do it on our own. Just remember, 10 virgins, 10 pure. They're all pure. If I'm not mistaken, that's what virgin means. Pure and holy. What we think about, well, how did they get around this? They was all pure. May God help us. They slumbered and they slept. They didn't take action like they should have took action. They slumbered and they slept. God help us. The foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. You buy oil right here. Right here at the altar. That's where you get your oil. I know they're talking about situations here, but oil. Oil, the Holy Spirit. We need it, folks. We need the Holy Spirit in our life more than ever before. We need it. Not so, lest it be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to sell and buy for yourself. God's selling right here today. He's selling. Come and give your, ask God to give you some of his all, the Holy Spirit. We all need that. And while they went to buy, bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. We have to be ready to go, saints. Ready as a wayfarer man, have his bags packed, sitting on the side of the road. When his flight comes in, he's gone. Lord called me on. But we got to do what God wants us to do. It's a hard situation when you're dealing with souls that don't really actually want any help. And these 10 foolish virgins, I think they wanted help, but they didn't get it. They was lazy, if I can say it like that. All right, afterwards came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Open the door, Lord. What are five foolish virgins? We got all. Don't work like that. When we knock on heaven's door, when Christ comes, he's coming to see if we have his spirit. He's coming to see if we have his oil. Something we can give to somebody else. What I mean is preaching and teaching it. Pure sanctification. But he answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. I don't know you. What are you doing here? I don't know you. You're late. Your lamps ain't even shining. How are you going to get in without your lamp shining? Okay? We have to have oil in our souls. Let that lamp so shine. I think there's a sign like that. Let that light so shine. Yeah. But we must, saints, we must have it in order to get to heaven. If we don't, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be lost because they didn't take heed. They did not take heed. And it's going to take God to deal with hearts. In the last part of these meetings, I'm thankful that the Lord knows just what he's doing. He sends just what we need. So those souls went knocking. Open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. I don't know you. Who are you? That's to be hard on some souls. Lord, didn't I preach? Didn't I teach in your name? Didn't I heal in your name? Didn't I do this in your name? He says, I know you not. So it's very, very important that we have the oil Christ wants us to have. God, Christ, Holy Spirit. This is what we're talking about. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants, delivered unto them his goods. Now listen to this. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several abilities, and straightway took his journey. Then that had received 5 talents, went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Gave him 5 He got 10. A talent is something that God wants you to keep and use. If you have the talent to preach, that's what he wants you to do. If you have the gift to heal people, that's what he wants you to do. He wants you to have these talents. And likewise, he that received two, he also gained another two. But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And it can work like that. We can't do it like that. Can't bury our talent. God gives us that. Someone might have a talent of singing and praying for one another. But we have to have what God gives us. I'm thinking about now, if you have a talent in singing, just to say you're gifted in singing, and you give that to somebody else, that's not what God wants. He gave it to you, he wants you to use that until he's done with you. That's why I see it, until he's done with you. All right, that's a long time. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckon with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, but I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou in and to my joy. Now, this is what God wants us to have. We keep what God gives us. We don't give it away. A pastor don't just step down and say, brother, I'm giving you the pulpit now. Not unless he's just sick or he's decided he can't do it no more or whatever. You have to keep what God gives you. You have to have these talents. All right, let's read on. We'll get from out of this chapter here. All right. Well, you know how that went. Let's go to Acts. All right. All right, now. Over in Acts 2, we want to talk about the Holy Spirit there. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. You know, that means a whole lot. Yes. When we can get on one accord with each other, husband and wife on one accord, you're going to see things work. If a person is not on one accord in a congregation, there'll be trouble and problems. And every congregation they go to, there are going to be problems and troubles. Because they're not on one accord. We've got to be on one accord, working with each other. Not there to kick back at each other, but working with each other. This is what God wants us to have. They was all on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of the rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues through the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devoted men out of every nation under heaven. Now, they were all amazed. It was saying that all this happened. How did this happen? God sent the Holy Spirit down. And they was filled with His Spirit. It comes down here. It comes right in here. We can all be filled with His Spirit. We need God to help us, saints. But we got to work together. It's going to take the Lord to help us. We have to be on one accord. If you don't agree, ask God to help you. And there's sometimes in the ministry, they've got to be, everybody has to be on one accord. Because if you don't, what happens is, this one's going to kick and that one's going to kick. No, no, no. We don't need that kind of stuff. We need unity. Yes. Unity from the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's exactly what we need. Yes. And it's going to take God to help us to get it. We heard a lot about love this week. Oh, my heart was touched with all these messages. We've got to love one another. Yes. There's a scripture that says something about how can you say you love your brother and God and you don't get along with your brother, something like that. I don't know what it is. But may God help us. We have to get along with each other. Tell each other I love you. I love you, brethren. I love all you brethren in there. I want you all to pray for me. I need the Lord to help me. There's many things I'm dependent on. And asking God to work out that you all remember me.